Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. For the latest horoscope news and special offers, like our Facebook page at Russell Grant Site.
Hello Sagittarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, March the 17th and the whole week ahead. Mars is going to leave your sign today, so if there's things that you need to do, then do them now. Since the new year began, really. If there's things that you promised yourself that you need to get sorted but haven't done it, do it now. Time is running out because very soon Mars will enter your house of money. Here's your Sunday stars. Yesterday we overlooked the fact there was a new moon in the sign of Pisces, which in many ways is good for you. Good because it means that you can get a new and fresh outlook on so many things, especially when it comes to home and family matters. If over the next couple of weeks you want to do things connected with who you live, where you live, or where you'd like to be, then now's the time to concentrate on moving things along. And here's your Monday stars. The Mars energy that occurred on Sunday is now in full flood in your house of money. You can check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Because Mars in this position means that you can not be to pay Paul, but also it means you can make a lot of money very quickly. But the trick with Mars is if things happen all of a sudden, is how to hold on to what you've got. And that's going to be your biggest test now. Here's your Tuesday stars. Beautiful, shiny, bright spring equinox is here. And what that really means is that you can open up so many fields, new pastures in your life. It's lovely because it's about what you desire most. It's beautifully creative, hellishly enterprising in a good and positive way. It's about you using your gifts and your talents to make your mark on the world. And here's your Wednesday stars. A couple of things that you need to deal with now. One of the areas you should be looking into is your health. Very often we have so many dreams and aspire to so many things, but maybe our health isn't good enough to take us to the very top. But that's why now is a good time for you to deal with that side of you. So look at your health, see how you can improve it, and take care of yourself when and where necessary. Here's your Thursday stars. Lovely, loving, passionate, beautiful for your relationships on so many levels. It can be a friendship that turns to love. It can be the fact you're single and you meet somebody and there is passion everywhere. This day is all about love and loving the people you're with. In fact, the next 4 weeks, there's a very enriching, loving atmosphere around you. Here's your Friday stars. Mercury's retrograde and it's in the sign of Aries. And that means for you, you can take a step back from certain things and begin to plot and plan. Mercury retrograde isn't bad unless you try to do things without having formed all the thoughts and ideas that you have. If you go after something half-baked or half-cock, then it's going to cause a problem. Now's your chance to take time with all the things that you want to do.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.